This is a prepaid call from
William Coates,
an inmate at the County Correctional Facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the homemade broadcast. It is March 21st, 2023. My name's Will Koontz, Johnny B. Show off the air tonight. But I wanted to talk to you about something very special to my heart. Strip clubs. Anyway, before we do that, check it out. New stickers, baby. Look at those beauties. My God, holographic just came out. Wonderful. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Super Bowl ring featured prominently in that, allegedly. Please don't sue me for copyright. I'm lying, actually. It's not the Bucs Super Bowl ring. It's another one that I made myself. So get them. You can email me, thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Slip in my DMs, home_made_man. And I'd be happy to get you some of those. I would love to get you some of those for free on me. Postage paid and everything, because I'm just a nice guy like that. Yes, strip clubs. Thoughts? Leave them in the comments. Some people love them. Some people hate them. I'm not a big fan myself. I love what's, you know, inside of the club. I love ladies. I love beers and alcohols and cigars. And, you know, it seems like a place that, you know, I would like, but as all the things that I like inside of the building, but I'm not a big fan. I just can't get into the idea of giving a woman money to speak to me. Just not a big fan of that. I don't really have any money, so that also might be why. Maybe if I had a bunch of money, I wouldn't care. That was just disposable. But this club, world famous, Mons Venus here in Tampa, had a pretty scary thing happen over the weekend, and let's play the video.
Most famous strip clubs came very close to being the scene of a mass murder. This according to Tampa Police Interim Chief Lee Burkall. This video you're looking at here shows the chaos as security guards at Mons Venus on Dale Mabry Highway confronted a masked armed man and stopped him from entering the club. This happened early Sunday morning, but we are just now learning about it. Today we actually heard from some of the security guards. News Channel 8's Jeff Patterson joining us live in Tampa. And Jeff, this looks like it could have been disastrous. Those security guards really deserve that hero title.
Yeah, police said there were more than 200 people in the nightclub at the time this happened. The man was armed and very, very large. But when he tried to enter the Mons Venus nightclub, a security guard who's been an MMA fighter and a professional wrestler jumped in to stop him.
Sunday night, outside of the Mons Venus nightclub, security camera video shows a large man in a red shirt wearing a devil mask as he tries to enter the club with a handgun.
I decided that he was not going to enter the club and hurt anybody.
Security guard Manny Resto sees the man in the mask, and at first he thought it was a joke.
And I noticed,
you know, I gotta say, no disrespect to this dude, but it said that he was a professional MMA fighter and wrestler. I guess ballsy move to grab the gun. That's pretty badass, I gotta say. But what followed up didn't really appear to me. And granted, I'm no expert here. Okay, I'm not a fighter. I've never taken an MMA class. Maybe I could ask Anna about this. This would be better for her. She can answer. She's the fighter out of both of us. But it looked like a little bit of poor form. Maybe adrenaline was pumping. Maybe you kind of forget your training or something when somebody, you know, has a gun in their hands. Also, not only that, bad form a little bit on the security guard, bad form on the shooter. I mean, you can't walk with it in your hand. You have to kind of conceal it. Put the mask in your pocket. Put the gun in your pocket. I don't know. Did they scan you for stuff? Probably do. And he probably had a mask because he didn't want to, you know, be recognized. I don't know. He's got to be quicker. It was a big fatso, so maybe he wasn't able to move as fast. But if you're going to do that, you got to, like, run in. Try to be discreet or run in. You can't just walk gingerly into a place where you're going to commit a horrible, horrible act. That's bad form on both ends. Let's finish up this vid here.
It's the devil mask. And I was like, okay, it's not Halloween. Maybe some type of trick or a gag, you know.
Then he saw the gun and was laser focused on keeping the man out of the club.
I wasn't going to let this happen. I was not going to let him win. He was not going to hurt nobody.
Rusto says he's been an MMA fighter and a professional wrestler, but this was the fight of his life.
Everything, a lot of things are fuzzy because I got hit in the head quite a few times by the gun, and he also had a flashlight as well in the other hand.
Interim Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw says Resto and other members of the Mons Venus security team likely stopped a mass shooting.
First thing that came to my mind is what happened in Orlando at Pulse. And having these two here to take that heroic action, could they have prevented something like that? I definitely think so.
Tampa police say the suspect is 44-year-old Michael Redman, but police have no idea why he was trying to enter the club with a loaded weapon.
And the officers at the scene actually said that he was so incoherent that he couldn't speak.
Manny Resto says he was tiring from the fight outside. Other
couldn't speak. I think he was just tired. He's a fatso. And he's got his behind whooped by this dude and the other dudes. One dude grabbed the gun and pointed it at him. That's a unique strategy, too. If you're going to point a gun, you kind of have to be prepared to pull the trigger. And I don't know if you'd be more justified at any point than in that moment where a man in a devil mask, a big fatso, was going to stumble into a strip club and potentially do a horrible act. So the guy even went and tried to grab the gun out of that guy's hands who picked it up. This wasn't the security guard. This looked like another guy. And he just, instead of just pulling the trigger, he kind of did put his back to him. You know, bad form. Again, not great form. If you're going to pick it up, like, take it and run away or something if you don't want the gun to be around. But I get it, though. Like, it's hard to say what anybody would do in this scenario. You like to think that you would do everything right, but in that moment, your adrenaline is probably pumping so hard. And, you know, you don't want to... I'm sure that guy who picked the gun up doesn't want to be a murderer. I mean, I don't know if he'd be a killer. You wouldn't be a murderer, right? You'd be, it would be in defense. So you would have potentially killed this man. Maybe he could have shot his glasses off or something, like an Old West gunslinger or something. That's what everybody would have liked to see. But no. He made himself vulnerable, turned his back to somebody. And again, it didn't look good. This just looked bad all the way around. But it stopped. I mean, it worked. It was effective. So things can look bad and still be effective. But, and then I think about the guy, like, oh my God, if you had to use it where you made a decision, like, this guy's an intimate threat, this is his firearm, I'm going to go ahead and pull the trigger now. You have the guilt of, you know, taking someone's life potentially. The guy was so fat, probably would have just, you know, flesh wound. But, you know, but also, too, it's like the laws, like, Florida's pretty good as far as, you know, castle doctrine laws and stuff. But I don't know, man, with the way things are right now, the climate, it seems like criminals have a lot of leeway now. So I would be afraid. I mean, I don't want to end up in jail for any amount of time, let alone what the sentence could be for a manslaughter or something. So I don't know. It's just there's so many what ifs to go along with this story that it's scary. But kudos to these guys. I think it's only a few, like, another minute left. So let's go ahead and finish out this vid.
Members of the security team then jumped in. Security guard Danny Baham says he did what he had to do.
He had over 500 pounds on him and he was still moving.
Danny Baham, who you just heard from there, tells us he is 350 pounds. The suspect is 6'3", 320 pounds. Obviously, these were very large men. fighting for control of that gun, Keith.
Well, I'm glad the good guy won. Let's just say that. What about this suspect, Jeff? Has he had problems in this club before? Does he have a criminal history? What do you know about him?
Well, Tampa police tell us that the suspect had been in the nightclub earlier in the weekend, but he didn't have any problems. However, he does have an arrest history in Pinellas County for domestic violence, and he has been sent into medical care under Florida's Baker Act for mental health issues, Keith.
All right, Jeff Patterson reporting live in Tampa for us tonight. Thank you, Jeff.
Scary stuff, man. Really close to home there. It seems like another lunatic with a firearm, and there's constant bickering between both sides of the political spectrum about what this is. If you don't have guns, you can't have these crimes. Well, you know, and then they argue, well, if they'll just use something else, use a car or a knife or whatever. Yeah, but the gun's more effective and it's faster. Well, that's true, I suppose. But are we going to let a few bad apples spoil the bunch and take away one of our fundamental freedoms that's listed in the Constitution of the United States? I don't know the answers. I don't know the answers. I have feelings, but I don't know. Nobody knows. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com, home_made_man. If you hit me up over there or an email, one of these beautiful, I'll probably even send a few. Look how good that looks. I got to give it up to the company that did this. It's I don't even want to mention them because I don't know. I feel like I'm giving them free publicity. I will say very happy with their work though. That is phenomenal, isn't it? Look how good that looks. Whew. You can get a few of those, 813-693-2124, leave a voicemail or text message, home_made_man, email thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. I'll do better at checking that. I didn't check it for a very long time. It's all messages in there, so I apologize to people that I did not get back to in a quick enough time, years. yeah, strip clubs, though, man. I don't know. Maybe this is the first experience of mine that just didn't do it for me. I was 18 years old. I was a hefty chap. I looked a little bit like an obese Ellen DeGeneres at that time with her haircut that was short. I had a pixie cut because my mom cut my own hair even at 18. And, you know, it was 18. I wanted to experience being 18. You know, I wanted to smoke clove cigarettes. I wanted to, you know, drink non-alcoholic beers in a strip club, which is what I did. I went into a place that's now defunct. It was on Gandy Boulevard, if you're a Tampa Bay resident, called the Tango Lounge. If any older people are listening, my age and above, they perhaps know this great establishment, just a phenomenal place. And I walk in, I'm very uncomfortable because I'm like a fresh adult. You know, you're a baby adult. At this time, technically you're allowed to be there, but I didn't look 18. I looked like I was a 15-year-old fat lesbian. I looked like Ellen DeGeneres. That's just what I look like. You can look up my old pictures if you want to and see them telling the truth. And, you know, you show your ID and they kind of stare at it for a while and then they finally go, okay, well, you can be here. And this place was very special. It was, first of all, it was a daytime trip. You know, typically a strip club is a nighttime adventure, generally for normal people, but not for 18-year-old Bill. No, I decided to go with a few buddies at like 2 p.m. on a Saturday. And there's such things as daytime strippers. I think that everybody really knows what that means, whether you are an avid procurer of these establishments or you are just your average Joe, you know, ladies, men, everybody knows the daytime stripper. It's a meme. Okay. Basically, it's not the best. You know, you got the ladies that maybe are coming to the end of their career of stripping that come in because there's not a lot of people there. So being that there's not a lot of people there, there was still a pretty full staff inside of Tango Lounge. And like I said, they were daytime strippers. You know, it was weird. Classically beautiful. Only ugly can be beautiful, though. I think John Waters said that, and that can be true. Really wasn't the case at this place. just not good. Not good quality, you know. But at 18, it was like, there's boobs right there. And you could see them. And other things. Butts. The front, like, everything was right there, right in your face. And it was intimidating. Even though they weren't great, it was still intimidating. And I ordered my O'Doul's beverage, non-alcoholic beverage. And I sat at a table. Actually, not even a table. It was, like, right at the stage. And then, I don't know if any of you people that listen have been to Florida public schools. I'm assuming at least more than a few. Those molded plastic chairs that you sat on all through school, elementary, middle, high school, it's the same, you know what I'm talking about. Those, they must have had some sort of school, must have went defunct or something, and this Tango Lounge must have went to a wholesaler and bought all of these molded plastic school chairs for their clientele to sit in, because that's what happened. there's a bunch of just those molded plastic chairs. So we sat in there, and the first thing I see is a hefty woman with a big smile on her face. I just got my O'Doul's, and she is walking towards us fast. And I look at her, and I go, uh-oh, avoid eye contact, and look the other way. Now, my buddy who I was with, he didn't really see her coming until it was too late, and he kind of caught her out of the corner of his eye. And she walked up behind him and started massaging his shoulders. And I'm just looking, all right, here we go. We're doing this. And I hear her go, "You want to dance, honey?" And my buddy's, you know, 18 too. He doesn't really know what that means. I mean, he does, but he goes, "Sure." And he gets up out of his chair. And as he turns around, I see a smile on his face go from one of, "This is going to be fun," to, "Oh no, what have I done?" It just sunk. His face sunk. And it was too late. She took him away. And he was gone for a while, for 10 minutes or so. And he came back and sat back down with a 1,000-yard stare like he was in Vietnam. It was just a stare of, you know, the atrocities and the horrors that I've seen. You have no idea. And I went, "What happened?" And he said, "I thought she meant dance like this. I didn't know I was going to have to pay for it." And I go, "Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you're in a club." And he goes, "Well, yeah, I know that now. Yeah, she got, you know, nude and then said you could touch here," and pointed to her breasts area, "here," and then pointed around to her backside, to her butt, "but not here," and pointed to the front butt area. And he said that he replied, and I believe him, "Do I have to?" Which is a great response to that question. After the dance was completed, asked if he would like another one, which he quickly replied, "No, thank you. Good day." And he came back to the table and sat down. So I don't know. Maybe it was that first experience that kind of soiled me on these. I've been, you know, when I was older a little bit, and Mons Venus was one of the ones that I have been to. It was a nice place. Ladies were a lot better than Tango Lounge, I could tell you that. Better things to look at. And also it's not cheap. I got enough hobbies that aren't cheap, but, I didn't realize how much, you know, I know that Mons Venus is a premier club. Okay. But this is, you know, a few years ago too. So I had like $40 on me. That's what I had. My buddy paid for me to get in, and they're smart. They know what to do. They pick their victims. They know, they go, I got this chump. I got this one. I got this one. And, you know, these girls, you know, work on you. "Hey, let me take you back. Let me take you for a dance. Let me take you back here." And eventually I go, "All right, fine. I'll go with you. It is 3:00 in the morning. I'm tired. And you seem nice. So let's go back there." And got to the end. She goes, "That'll be $50. I went, "Oh, I have $40. So I hope that's okay." And she just went, "I don't care." Another great response. That is a phenomenal response. I said, "Okay, great. Well, here's $40. And I handed it to her, and she took it and walked gracefully away from me. And I never saw her again. That was, you know, in retrospect, that was a good time, a good experience. I guess you can haggle. I would say, fellas, if they say it's worth a shot. Now, granted, this was 3 o'clock in the morning and it was before fentanyl, so maybe things have changed now. But I would just say it's worth a shot. If you're ever in there and they say it's this amount, just be like, I got this. And there's potential that maybe a bouncer, maybe this guy who went and took the gun away from the guy will come and beat you to death, but his form didn't look too good. So I don't know what kind of security they're running there. Maybe you'll be able to take him. Maybe he beats you to death. Maybe she says yes. Maybe she says yes. And you can stare at a girl that's out of your league's boobs for a good 7 minutes. I think it's actually less than that. It's a song, right? So it's like 4 minutes, 3 minutes for $40. If that ain't America, boy, I don't know what is. 813-693-2124, hmbradio.com. Again, look at these. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful. @home_made_man, Instagram and Twitter. Follow me over there. WillsYouTube.com, WillsPodcast.com. You know, follow those things. Even if you're watching, if you're listening on podcast, you should watch it because I showed the video about the Mons Venus thing. You want to see that, you know? And if you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, then, you know, you probably have a smartphone. So go ahead and subscribe. Give it 5 stars. You like the show. It helps out the algorithms and stuff. So, you know, go give it 5 stars. Hey, I like this. Same thing with YouTube. Leave comments. You can email me if there's something that you want me to touch on, perhaps. That's always appreciated. I might not do it. I may not. I don't know. TheHomemadeBroadcast@gmail.com. 813-693-2124. I guess with that, man, I guess we'll head out. I'm horny now from all this strip club talk. And this is YouTube, so you can't get too crazy. Be safe. We'll see you tomorrow on the Johnny B Show, 10 to midnight. And I look forward to that. And bye.